Michigan, the greatest state in America, in the middle of forgotten America. I am Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show, and here are three big things you need to know this hour. Number three, a timeout on increased tariffs on Chinese goods could be a signal to Michigan companies that the trade war could be entering a bit of a ceasefire, but will it be enough to help Michigan companies stay on track to financial success? Number two, Michigan Democrats in Congress are banding together to call on the Trump administration to ignore federal immigration laws and allow people living in the state illegally to remain, regardless of the impact on the citizens living here, even if they're criminals. And number one, the battle over the southern border is reaching into rural Michigan as vocal groups opposed to a new detention center in Baldwin in Lake County on the state's west side are threatening to increase the level of opposition, calling the proposed facility a concentration camp. And we'll get to all of that and talk about that. But first, we're going to do a little cleanup from the last hour. John checking in from Portage on the hotline. By the way, the hotline, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. You can get me there. You can also send me a note at stevegruber.com. Please follow me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. John, welcome to it. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Steve. You had a genius idea that you share with me, by the way, about making the government pay for all of this and not impacting on the Second Amendment. So basically, if they want all of this, we could certainly have the government pay for it. And then that would be a situation where people that don't have money can still get a gun under the Second Amendment. And all they'd have to pay for is 10% of what it takes them to be trained in safety. Just 10% of the cost, okay? And all the rest paid by the government. This would kill the ire of all those tax and spend Democrats, okay, who want to use money and cost to get rid of the Second Amendment.
Well, you make a fair point. I'm going to ask you one question. You said training. What training? Training has been proposed out there, not something we've discussed here. So let's start with the background checks. First of all, the sheriff notified me that background checks are free already, but there are states that are proposing that if you do a background check for all private sales of gun ownership and transfer, that there would be a fee associated with that. In some places like Illinois and New York, that already exists. And what I'm saying is get rid of all of those fees and transfer fees, because that is a prohibitive measure. It's basically taxing your constitutional rights. So on that, we agree. What are you talking about for training, John?
Well, we want some safety training, but we don't want to make it prohibitive so that it knocks out the Second Amendment. So all you're responsible for is 10% of the actual cost of it. And the federal government, if it's their legislation, then gets to pay it. And I think the tax and spend Democrats will make a different approach to knocking out the Second Amendment, because when the taxation goes to keeping guns, oh, they'll be furious.
So do you believe, so I'm going to ask you this because I've never advocated this, do you believe there should be safety training for all gun owners?
There should be safety training? Yeah, sure, why not?
All right, we have hunter safety, which does a lot about gun safety and so forth. I appreciate the call. Thank you for checking in, John. Thank you so much for listening in Portage and WKMI. I would say this. I'm not opposed to training, so people have a base level of understanding of firearms. I think some people would scream and kick and cry about that, but the fact of the matter is you'd have to take hunter safety, and a lot of that is gun safety and weapon safety. Nothing wrong with that. In fact, I would take it a step further. I would say this. I believe that in about seventh grade, maybe earlier, that all American school children should have an education about firearms. And the reason for that is firearms are prevalent in America. More than 350 million guns in America, by some estimates, more guns than people. So they're out there. So if you're a kid, you're walking down the street and you're 12 years old and you find a gun and you're not familiar with it because your family doesn't have guns or you don't hunt or you're not involved in that sort of thing, don't you think it would be reasonable for the schools to then educate kids about guns, long guns, handguns, semi-automatic, single shot, revolver, whatever it may be, so that there's a base level of understanding of guns? I think the fear that the Democrats would have is that would demystify guns. That would demystify guns in America, because if kids looked at it and said, oh, yeah, we know about that. That's how this works. That's how that works. this whole, you know, idea that guns are evil and bad and we shouldn't have this, that would all be demystified for millions of school kids. So that wouldn't have, but it is the right thing to do. Educate people. Education is important. I would strongly support the education of children when it comes to firearms. And maybe you do it in the fifth grade. Maybe you do it in the seventh grade. And make it mandatory education. What could possibly be wrong with that? And, of course, the Democrats, we don't need more guns in school. You know, it's going to make the world dangerous, you know, glorifying guns. Hollywood glorifies guns. I don't do that. Hollywood does that and then screams about how bad guns are after glorifying them in the bloodiest movies ever made. Educating people about the truth and demystifying the myth of firearms would be key because knowledge is important. And that's what I would say. Now, back to the top story we had here. And that is from Action of Greater Lansing, a faith coalition of the common good, releasing a press release yesterday. And I'm going to have Oscar on the program tomorrow, I believe. Oscar Castaneda. It's the best I can do, Oscar, if I got that wrong. Castaneda, if we got that wrong. Anyhow, no detention centers in Michigan is what they're demanding. This organization demonstrating against a potential detention center for illegal aliens in Baldwin, Michigan. And they say that these are akin to concentration camps, which I strongly disagree with. I think that's wrong. But I can hear the argument about no detention centers in Michigan. They don't want these people making money off the backs of these illegal aliens as they come here. But the fact of the matter is all sorts of people are making money off this deal. Catholic Social Services making money. Bethany Christian Services making money. These are two of the groups that operate in Michigan that house all sorts of illegals, get a couple of hundred bucks a day oftentimes, sometimes more, to house these kids. I mean, it's a business. It's an ongoing business. Why would they ever want to close the border if you've got all of this money coming through? This private facility in Baldwin, estimates show that it would make about $37 million annually. Now, it would also provide jobs in a county, in a part of the state that is financially challenged, and bring good jobs there. But this group, led by Oscar of Action of Greater Lansing, says, get out of this deal. And says that the company behind it, which is a Geo Group, part of Prudential Financial, Oscar says this: the Florida-based company has a checkered history in Michigan and nationwide, including separating immigrant children from their parents and guardians. Now they want $37 million a year from the taxpayers to imprison immigrants who deserve freedom. We'll have Oscar on the program tomorrow in hour number three, so don't miss that. You'll want to hear this. Maybe hour number two. We'll work that out with Oscar after the program. It is Wednesday. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power. We'll be right back on the Steve Gerber Show.
Are you finally ready to lose weight? I mean, for real this time. Sure, you've tried before, but when you didn't get anywhere, you gave up. Well, I have a solution. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. Hormonal imbalances are the root cause of not only your weight gain, but mood swings and discomfort, too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com has the technology to get to the root cause of your weight gain once and for all. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. We'll customize a program to fit your specific needs. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. All across the state, businesses have joined the Michigan Chamber to be a part of the most influential business voice in Lansing. As a member, companies become part of a statewide network of small business, medium-sized companies, and industry leaders focused on improving pro-business legislation within state government. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all that we do. Together, we can make a difference, and together, we ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
One of the things that sets high school sports apart from other youth sports is community. Taking pride in representing your town, having your classmates by your side, and playing in front of your neighbors. It's literally a place where everybody knows your name. You can't get this anywhere else but in high school sports. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.